A new social media site is coming to town, with Meta announcing it'll put out a competitor intended to bring people away from Twitter and over to what Meta executives say will be a, quote, sanely run platform, taking aim at Twitter CEO Elon Musk. For a closer look, we are joined live on the KCBS Newsline by Brian Cooley, CNET editor at large. Brian, it's great to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Before we talk about this new platform, are you still on Twitter or did you run somewhere else, abandon ship?
I'm on Twitter, but I'm not active on Twitter, and that makes me a very typical Twitter user. Something like about 10% of people on Twitter account for 90% of tweets. So it is largely a place of spectators more than active users.
Okay, so what do we know about this plan from Meta?
So, Batty, it's going to be a Twitter-like thing, which means it's going to be primarily text-based tweets, but of course with all kinds of the usual multimedia you can include. So envision it being like that, but being tied to Instagram in a way that it is not a new feature of Instagram, not as I understand it, but a separate app that is tied to Instagram by saying, look, we can automatically bring over your account information, people you know, contacts and connections and things you follow automatically from Instagram when you set up this new kind of account. So it kind of bootstraps you into a community without you having to start from scratch, is one of their big arguments. And know that Instagram has about 2 billion users. Twitter has maybe 350 million. It's a far bigger game when you're working within Instagram.
Interesting. Do you think this would have happened had Twitter not gone through the changes it's been through with the takeover of Elon Musk?
It's entirely possible, but this certainly has been a major catalyst, all this chaos lately, because no matter how much you care about the conversations that take place on social media, what anyone really cares about is the commerce, the advertising revenue. And Twitter has really scared brands, advertisers away, because they love what are called brand-safe environments. In other words, places where their ad is not going to be up against something toxic or stupid or overly controversial. That is not what Twitter is these days. It is a place where you are more likely to be up against that. And so there is a bigger green field right now for someone to say, hey, brands, you pulled out of Twitter, but you got a bunch of money that would have gone there. Bring it here.
Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's going to be successful based on what you know thus far?
It's got a pretty good likelihood of success, Patty. On the good side is it's taking an existing habit of users and brands and saying, here's a clean slate where you can do what you already know how to do, but do it in a better environment. On the downside, it's reinventing an old wheel. Twitter is old new media. There's nothing terribly exciting about it. Posting messages on the internet for the world to see in front of an audience is, you know, that's kind of the coin of the realm. So it doesn't have the sexiness of doing something new. It has the sexiness of reinventing something old.
How long do you think it's going to take to roll out?
You know, I'm having a hard time getting a handle on that. Some say as few as later this month, a few weeks. But, you know, it could be any time this summer, because everyone in technology knows that summer tends to be kind of a quiet time for technology introductions. But this isn't a hardware product, so the stakes are a little different than if you're introducing a new phone and you want folks to rush to stores or rush to Amazon to buy it and they're on vacation. This is something you can adopt and start using while you're on vacation. So this might not be a bad time to launch.
All right, Brian, great to talk with you again. Brian Cooley, CNET editor at large.